friends, in chapter 5 of the book Retail Selling Skills, we are going to talk about preparing to sell. So what are the preparations that a retail salesperson has to do before he starts selling or during his career of a salesperson? Let us review the learning objectives first. The concept of SWOT and how to use it for self-analysis and self-development. Planning for the selling process on various fronts. Understanding the concept of correct attitude for a salesperson to be successful. Setting goals and targets for the salespeople. The topics that we will cover in this chapter are SWOT analysis, planning, time management, goals and targets, and finally, attitude of the salesperson. So what is a SWOT? A SWOT analysis. We are always selling something or the other. Every person is a seller, and every person has to be a seller in order to be successful. We are always trying to sell either a product, an idea, a service, a thought, emotions, feelings. Therefore, it is important that every person should undertake a SWOT analysis of himself or herself in order to succeed. Let us begin by understanding what is SWOT. As you can make out, it is an acronym. It stands for strengths, which are internal, weaknesses, again, these are internal, opportunities, which are external to a person or organization, threats are external. SWOT analysis is used by individuals to assess and improve themselves. SWOT analysis can be undertaken for an individual person, for a department, for a store, for the retailer, for an organization. Well, that briefly tells us what a SWOT analysis is. This picture gives you a better idea of the concept of SWOT analysis. So strengths are helpful to a person or organization in achieving their objectives. Opportunities are also helpful in achieving the objectives. Then what is the difference between strengths and opportunities? Strengths are internal. This means that they can be controlled easily. Since they are internal, a person or an organization has control over them and can make changes easily. Opportunities, on the other hand, are external. They belong to the environment. So they could be different aspects of the environment in which that person or organization is working in. It could consist of the market, the industry, or the trade that person or store is working in. So obviously it includes the political, economic, social, cultural, and technological aspects of the environment. Weaknesses and threats are harmful to achieving the objectives of the person or organization. Weaknesses are internal origin and therefore can be improved upon. Threats are of external origin, therefore they are beyond the control of the person, individual, or the organization. Let us understand each of these four in detail. Strengths are your internal positive attributes and selling points. Since they are internal, you as an individual have control over them. Knowing your strengths will help you to be more confident in an interview, or when you're looking for a job, or when you're looking for a promotion. Since you have already listed down all your strengths and weaknesses beforehand, it will be easier for you to recall these things when you are giving an interview or you're in an appraisal asking for a promotion. In order to list down your strengths, you will ask yourself these questions. What are my professional qualifications? What are the various certifications that I have? What is it that I can do differently or better than my colleagues, the other salespeople? Can your expertise in some area make a difference to the organization? How much difference? Is that an important area? Is it not so important area? So you know that what is the value you are adding to the organization. What projects have you completed successfully? Do you have powerful industry contacts? This is extremely important in the retail industry, especially in areas like marketing, advertising, and insurance. What other skills make you stand out from the rest? For example, maybe you have leadership qualities. Maybe you are more dedicated, you're industrious. Maybe you're more proactive than the others. These things, if you know, you are able to place yourself within your team and decide how you want your career to progress. What do others think of you in terms of your strengths? So what is the peer group thinking about you? If you know that information, again, it will be very helpful in assessing yourself. Weaknesses. Weaknesses, as we just discussed, are internal and they are negative attributes. Why negative? Because they are harmful in the path of achieving your objectives. They will pull you back. They will pull you down. They will not help you step forward. Since they are internal, you have some control over these as well. Identifying weaknesses is the best way to improve them. This analysis or understanding of your weaknesses helps you to be prepared to answer or counter your weaknesses if they come up during an interview or a performance appraisal. This means it when you have assessed your weaknesses, you are ready to tackle them, you are ready to improve them. Knowing your weaknesses is extremely important. When you're assessing your weaknesses, these are some of the questions you will ask yourself. Do you have the necessary skills and qualifications to be successful in your current role? Do you have the necessary skills to be successful in your future roles? If not, then should I be acquiring some skills that will help me in the future? In my dream job, maybe? Should I start planning to acquire those skills now? Do you have any bad habits? Or do you have any habits that are going to impact your progress? For example, not being punctual, usually reaching late, poor communication skills, being indifferent, not reporting on time. These could be some of the weaknesses of a salesperson. What other traits can you improve to be more efficient? So you are good, but you still need to improve. How can you be more efficient? How can you be more effective? What are the skills that I need and how should I start acquiring them? What do the others think are your weaknesses? Again, peer evaluation, understanding what the peers think about you, what do they perceive to be your weaknesses? Even if you do not consider it to be your weakness, it is important to know that. Opportunities. These are external events and therefore uncontrollable. Since they are external, the person, the individual, does not have any control over them. Therefore, what do? You have no control over them. Then why do you want to study opportunities at all? What you need to do is, you have to be able to anticipate the opportunities and the threats. And since you are a proactive salesperson, you preempt them. You are ready when you are faced with those opportunities and threats because you've already planned your course of action. These opportunities come in different shapes and forms. Sometimes opportunities pass you by without you even noticing them. So a smart salesperson will keep his eyes open for any opportunities. So these are a few things to be on the lookout for when looking for opportunities. Significant changes or advancements in your industry or your trade that you can take advantage of? Any new technology that is being introduced in your industry or product category? Any changes in the industry trend or the market trend? If the salesperson is aware of these changes, then he can take advantage of them. He can think, what are the opportunities that I can use to my advantage that I can potentially leverage to my advantage? When you are assessing opportunities of your product category or of your industry, these are some of the questions you're going to ask. Are there any significant changes or advancements in my product category or industry that I can take advantage of? Is there a new technology that I can learn? Is there an industry trend that I should be aware of so that it adds to my product knowledge, which I can then pass on to the consumer who comes to buy my product? Is a new position advertised in your company that matches your skill set? Do you think you want to apply for that new position if you have those skills? Or did a position just become vacant? You have to be aware of what is happening in your organization and your industry. Is there a new project in your organization that you can join which will progress your career further? Can acquiring new skill sets give you a competitive advantage? Can acquiring some skill sets give you a competitive advantage over your peers? That is when you will be able to progress more than the others. Threats. Threats are uncontrollable external factors. So they are external to an individual and organization and therefore beyond the control. Like we just said, you need to be proactive. You have to be able to preempt the situation and say, these are the threats and how should I be better prepared to handle or tackle these threats. These threats may work against you, they will pull you back and require you to take some protective action, which is why you need to be proactive. While doing a personal SWOT analysis, you, the retail salesperson, need to assess yourself against others so that you are progressing more than them. This way, it makes it easy for you to identify threats. So here is how you are going to identify threats. Are there some personal traits that are hurting your career advancements or progression? What are the obstacles that prevent you from achieving your targets? What are the obstacles or personal traits or skill sets that you do not have which is stopping you from progressing to your dream job? Some of the questions that you are going to ask when you are analyzing threats. Is one of your peers doing a better job than you in a similar role? If yes, why? Why is it that you are not doing a better job? Why is it that the other person is able to progress while you are not? Are you both fighting for the same promotion? Is popularity of new technologies or demise of old technologies threatening your career? Are you not keeping yourself technologically updated? For example, it is common for a software engineer's career to become stale or stagnant because they didn't spend enough time to learn the latest technologies. Some product categories are very, very technologically oriented, which means the retail salesperson has to constantly be updated with the latest technology. If you are selling electronics, you have no option but to be aware of the latest product categories, of the latest innovations in terms of technology. Some product categories, on the other hand, may be more fashion oriented. In that case, you need to be aware of the latest fashion trends, the latest colors that are in, the latest fabrics or prints or looks that are in. So depending on the product category, the retail salesperson has to be abreast of the latest happening in his product category or organization. Are your personal traits hurting your career advancements? Do you have some traits that are stopping you from leaping forward in your career? What are the obstacles that prevent you from achieving your targets? So this is how you will undertake a threats analysis. Let us recap what we just discussed. Strengths. In this, you will list your advantages. You will list down any unique or low-cost resources that you may possess. You will list out all factors that mean that you're going to get the sale. Anything, whether it is a personal trait, whether it is a resource, whether it is some special knowledge, product knowledge or selling skills knowledge that you possess, anything that is going to ensure that you are able to close the sale is going to be categorized under strengths. Let's go on to weaknesses. Here you're going to list down all the disadvantages or limitations of yourself. You will list down areas where you can improve and list down all factors that will help you lose the sale. Factors that are going to make sure that you are not able to close the sale. These are negative factors. These are harmful to your progression. Under opportunities, list down your chances to improve performance. What are the various skills, resources, any factors that will help you improve your performance, make you be more effective and efficient, or make you close the sales faster, or maybe increase the transaction value of your sales. You're going to write down all good opportunities that can help you spot further opportunities to progress. Under threats, list down all external problems or troubles for your business, for your product category. List down all obstacles that you are currently facing and all obstacles that you think you would be facing in the future. You will also list down what your competitors are doing. Competitors form a part of threats because they are external to the person or organization and they are beyond your control. So, competitors, what are they doing? What changes are they making to their product? What kind of salespeople are they recruiting? What skill sets do those salespeople have? All these things will come under threats. Now, let us look at an example of a personal SWOT analysis. This can be used for you to do your own personal SWOT analysis right away. Under strengths, you could write things like, I'm a team worker, I'm open-minded, and I'm a good listener. We have discussed that a good salesperson has to be a good listener. Always willing to compromise. Interested in more than one aspect of media. Now, this is something which is applicable to a person from that industry. But you could list down your strengths which are applicable for retail selling or for your product category. I am a patient person, so that is a virtue, that is a positive point. You need to be patient with your customers. Let us look at some examples of weaknesses. I'm often too shy to put my own ideas across. I'm not confident. These could be weaknesses. Not a lot of experience in my area of work. So that could be an area where you want to improve on. Weaknesses are areas where you need to improve, to work hard. May rush tasks when under pressure, which means the person is getting flustered under pressure, they are getting lost, they are panicking under pressure, which causes them to work at a level which is lower than their usual level of performance. A weakness could be that the person is disorganized and leaves things undone till the last moment. So they are procrastinating, they are leaving things for the last minute. Not always the most creative thinker when it comes to ideas. So you as a salesperson need to be creative in handling each unique customer. Now let us understand some opportunities. Okay, if you see this, it says I'm going to a university. So that could be an opportunity where you are undertaking a course or improving your current level of skill sets. Okay, some more experience, some more events which are going to add to your experience. Okay, and this is a MacBook Pro with industry standard programs on it. So this is another opportunity, something that you are acquiring, something that you will use in terms of technical advances in your industry and acquire new skill sets. Threats: not a good public speaker, not confident with presentations. These could be some of the threats that a person is facing. Needless to say, a person who is not confident or is not able to make a good presentation will not be able to do well as a salesperson. Okay, not having a good understanding of some basic theories related to your product, to your selling skills, to your industry, these could be threats. Not a good team leader. So even though you have listed team worker as being your strength, you are not a team leader. So maybe that is an area you could improve upon. Now that we have discussed what is a SWOT analysis, let us understand when do we need to undertake a SWOT analysis. At what stage do we want to undertake a personal SWOT analysis? A personal SWOT analysis is a self-assessment. It is self-evaluation. So any time is a good enough time. But there might be a few specific instances where it will really benefit you. For example, when you're going for an interview. So before you go for an interview, you plan, you do a personal SWOT analysis, find out your strengths and weaknesses, opportunities and threats. You go prepared for the interview and focus on your strengths, talk about your strengths and opportunities, and wow, you are there. You would like to undertake a personal SWOT analysis when applying for a promotion. You are due for a performance appraisal. Before that, you would like to assess yourself, how to improve, and assess yourself vis-a-vis your peer groups or your teammates. Even before a career switch, if you want to switch your careers, if you want to go into another work area or trade, if you want to change your product category, you would first like to do a personal SWOT analysis to determine whether you are suitable for that new product category or new job. Now let us understand what is the importance of a personal SWOT analysis. It is a very powerful technique. It helps a salesperson consider the overall picture of where he is now and where he wants to be in the future. You can also put a time frame to your analysis and say, today I'm at place A, tomorrow after 1 year I would like to be at place B, after 2 years I would like to be at level C. So you can map your career progression. You can use a SWOT analysis to assess yourself, to compare yourself against peers or competitors, and to find out growth opportunities within your career. A SWOT analysis helps uncover opportunities that you can take advantage of. It will also help you in understanding your weaknesses, which is very important, so that you can start developing yourself in those areas. You can start acquiring newer skill sets to improve. It helps understand and minimize your threats and effectively utilize your strengths and existing skills. Now we will proceed to the next section of this chapter, which is planning. So the retail salesperson has to plan his day. He has to plan his month. Obviously, everybody needs to plan their work. A retail salesperson's schedule is not in their control. They do not know when a customer is going to walk into the store or at what time how many customers are going to walk into your store. So it is very difficult for them to plan their daily schedule. Since he cannot plan his entire day, but he can minimize avoidable interruptions in his schedule. The salesperson should set aside some specific times to work with customers and make more appointments. He has to be focused on attaining goals, becoming efficient, meeting your sales targets and volumes, while at the same time set aside a certain amount of time every day or maybe every week for improving his own skill sets. How do you go about planning? You start with planning with a purpose. Prepare a to-do list. These are the 5 activities I need to do today. Once you have done those 5 activities, you are done for the day. Prioritize. Every morning, take a few minutes to make a to-do list. In the list, prioritize. This is important. This is not so important. I can tackle it towards the end of the day. You could even rate the importance of the tasks that you need to do and then proceed accordingly. You have to make sure your time is being used constructively and you are not lost as to what is the next thing you have to do. Wherever possible, make an appointment with your prospect in advance. In the retail scenario, since we have a lot of self-service and since most retailers nowadays do not really have a huge presentation, the retail salesperson doesn't really need to make an appointment. He doesn't know who is going to walk into his store at what time. So making an appointment in advance will not be applicable for all retail salespeople. Rehearsing. This is an extremely vital part of planning. You have to rehearse. You have to plan what are you going to say to a customer or to a prospect. Plan in advance. Think of what you're going to talk about your product. How are you going to highlight the benefits of your product? How are you going to stress on the USP of the product? Also, list down all probable questions that your customer may ask related to the product or service or related to the augmented products. Once you have listed down all probable questions, get answers against each of them. Now, rehearse the answers. Preferably stand in front of a mirror and practice. This will give you confidence. It will also help you look at your body language in the mirror and be able to improve upon it. It is very important to mentally rehearse and practice conversing with customers. This will help improve your verbal as well as non-verbal skills. Let's look at what are the sales assistant or salesperson's daily routines. These are the daily duties that a sales assistant might have to do. Wow, that's a huge list. Well, there are 2 more slides. So that's a lot of work, a lot of duties that the salesperson has to do. Greeting customers when they enter the shop. obviously, you have to greet the customers who enter your store. It has to be a friendly greeting that shows I'm interested in assisting you and I, the salesperson, am approachable. Be involved in stock control and management. So how much stock or inventory of each product is there? Managing this inventory can also be a part of the salesperson's job. Assisting the prospects or shoppers to find the goods and products that they are looking for. Guide them to the right place or the right shelf where the product would be displayed. Being responsible for processing cash and card payments. So a salesperson may be stationed at the cash counter at the point of sales where they need to collect the money, pack the product, hand it over to the customer and process the payment. Stocking shelves with merchandise. Which merchandise goes where, on which shelf? All these things are done by the salesperson. There might be, and in most cases, there is a store manager or a sales manager who will decide which merchandise or which brand is to be displayed on which shelf. There are different types of shelves. There are different focuses. So you could have a shelf which is right next to the entrance, which where a lot of people walk around. You could have a shelf in that corner of the store where very few people go. Based on the shelf, the merchandise has to be displayed. That displaying of merchandise on shelves is done by the sales assistant. Even though he may not be taking a decision on which merchandise goes onto which shelf. Answering queries from the customers. So customers have lots of questions and they are usually digging for information. Answering them in a very positive manner is an important part of the salesperson's job. Reporting any discrepancies and problems to their immediate senior is also important. Giving advice and guidance on selection of products to the customer. Balancing cash registers with receipts. Dealing with customer refunds or exchange of products in case the product is not performing or it has a problem, the customer will get it back. So that customer refund or exchange of product has to be done by the sales assistant. Keeping the store clean and tidy. Responsible dealing with customer complaints. Handling customer complaints is also the job of the salesperson. Working within established guidelines or rules and systems of the brands or the products has to be borne in mind. Attaching price tags to merchandise on the shop floor. Even though today most retailers prefer to get pre-tagged goods, which means the price ticket is attached by the manufacturer or supplier before shipping them out from their premises. But in certain product categories, the price tickets are attached onto the merchandise in the shop floor itself. That has to be done by the sales assistant. The salesperson is also responsible for security within the store and being on the lookout for any shoplifters and credit card frauds. Shoplifters can be in all shapes and sizes. Even a well-dressed person could be a shoplifter. So we do know that appearances can be deceptive. Receiving and storing the delivery of large amounts of stock is also part of the daily routine of a salesperson. Keeping up to date with special promotions or offers that the store is giving and putting up displays of these promotions and offers is also a duty of the salesperson. The next section is going to talk about time management. Since the retail salesperson has this huge long list of duties to be performed on a daily basis, he has to be able to prioritize and manage his time very well. Additionally, salespeople work very long hours. They have very hectic schedules. Salespeople usually work in the evenings, late at night also, on weekends and festivals. The footfall is high. The number of customers walking into the store is very high. So when there is a weekend or a festival season or a long weekend, the retail salesperson has to work even more. Moreover, customers today are very demanding. They have already done their research. They have a very good idea of what are the various products, what are the various options, who sells at what price, what are the promotions being offered by retailer A, what are the discounts being offered by retailer B. So when the retailer walks into your store, he is well equipped and therefore he is very demanding. All this needs to be done simultaneously by the salesperson. Therefore, the emphasis on time management. A smart salesperson will set a daily sales goal for himself. So instead of having a monthly sales target, or even if the retailer is giving him a monthly sales target, he would like to break it up as a weekly sales target or a daily target, so that he is a step closer to achieving his monthly targets. Prioritize the items on your to-do list. Train your team. If you have a team, train them to take on more responsibility and reduce your workload. Avoid wasting time in talking on the phone, talking to your peers, or any non-productive activities, so that you are focusing on the work at hand. The next section is focusing on goals and targets of the salesperson. What is a target? What is a goal? And what are the differences between them? Let's talk about this. Targets are quantifiable milestones. They are quantifiable, which means they can be put into numbers. They are aligned with the goals. When targets are achieved, the focus of the goals becomes clearer. Most salespeople are given targets by the retail management or the sales manager or the store manager. These targets are decided by the sales manager or the sales management in conjunction with the salesperson. They can also be developed through a mutual collaboration between the salesperson, the sales manager, and the management. So it is important to involve the salesperson when you are setting his targets. In that way, the salesperson will be motivated to achieve those targets. Let's look at examples. For the sales manager, some of the goals could be: I will travel one day a month with every salesperson. So here is a situation where the salesperson goes out of the house, which means outhouse selling, and the retail sales manager plans to travel with each salesperson once a month so that he can see how that person is performing and can give ideas on how to perform better. Another goal for a sales manager could be, I will talk with each salesperson once a week. In contrast to goals, a sales target could be, I will increase the sales this month by 12%. So you can see there is a number, 12%, which is why we said targets are quantifiable. My salespeople will produce X amount in sales this year. Again, a number is being used, therefore this is a target and not a goal. Our market share will increase by 4% this year. So you can see that the sales targets could be in terms of increase in sales, it could be in terms of value of the sales, it could be in terms of market share also. Your ability to influence an outcome dictates whether it is a goal or a target. So now we are discussing how to differentiate between a goal and a target. A goal is something you want to achieve that you have control over. A target is something you want to achieve, but you have limited ability to influence the outcome. You do not have control over the outcome. That is the difference between a goal and a target. Another difference is a target is quantifiable while a goal is not. Now let us understand how we will go about setting goals. To begin with, break the goal down into smaller, more believable and more achievable elements. Set 2 to 3 moderate length goals. So when you are setting goals, you need to also set a time frame against each goal. You could say, I want to achieve this goal in the next 1 month, or I want to achieve this goal in the next 6 months. You need to set 2 to 3 moderate length goals. They could be short term, long term, or moderate term. So we are going to talk about setting moderate length goals because it is easier to achieve them, and when you achieve a goal, you are more motivated to start working on the next goal or to start working on the next long-term goal. Set 2 to 3 goals that are very short-term in nature. These are designed to get you going and to keep you motivated. Timeline of achieving the goal is very crucial. It has to be achievable and believable, but at the same time, it should not be too long that you are not pushing yourself to achieve that goal. The next section is going to talk about attitude of a salesperson. Attitude is a positive condition of the mind that says you should always be looking for the best and expecting to win. So you have to have a winning attitude. Essentially, it means you have to be optimistic. You have to be very positive. The right attitude means you abide by the fact that desire determines success and not ability. So success is earned or achieved only if you have desire to be successful and not only by ability to be successful. When you understand this difference, you have the right attitude. Thank you.